Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Time remains the same. We are prophetic, timeless voices. The message of truth that we spread is one that has existed in the past, and one that is relevant today, and is a portent of what is to come. What is reality? What is true? Nature is the ultimate reality. It is a system that has survived for billions of years. It has survived 5 massive extinctions that wiped out a majority of life on the planet. It is a brutal system, but it is one that works. It is a balance of chaos and order. What is not working is the world economy today. The economy, on a global scale, is only 50 years old. The ideas it was founded upon, these democratic and capitalist and industrial systems, are only 200 years old. And repeatedly, they have come to the verge of near collapse and have barely survived. The people who preside over this system, they are like drug addicts. They are like the heroin junkie who is looking for one last vein to poison because all the other ones are dead. These people are addicted to debt. They don't want things to change because for the present, they're living in a party. They are living in opulence. That as Van Jones said, even the wealthiest pharaohs roll in their graves wishing that they could have. Because these people who preside over our system, they are a wealthy 1% who own more than 50% of the total wealth on the planet. A handful of Walmart heirs in America owns more wealth than the bottom 40 million poorest people in America. And yet these are the people who tell us that life has never been better. That there has never been greater equality and individual freedom. Well, these people are spreading a lie. Because all realistic studies show that slums are growing, that poverty is growing, and the population itself is expanding rapidly. There will be billions more new people in the middle of this century. But can these billions of people survive when we are poisoning our water, when we are poisoning our soil, when we have destructive systems that are poisoning our planet? Will there be enough food? Will there be enough water? Already the CIA is projecting wars over water, a simple commodity. It is very difficult to look at these trends and not see a massive tsunami of bloodshed ahead, because what we have is not only an economic bubble, but we have the environmental bubble. And when these pop at the same time, well, I say look out below. Now, what is going to happen is if this system can't get its act together, and it would be nice if it could, the ideal would be is if some peaceful, democratic solution could instill the drastic solutions that we need to live on this planet in an environmental and conscientious way. That would be ideal. But what will happen if our leaders cannot get their asses together is that this will all be swept away by a series of brutal dictators. How do we know this? Because we have an understanding of history. We have an understanding of time. If you look at history, if you look at 5,000 years of human written history, any civilization that actually mattered, any civilization that had a long-term history and future, was ruled by authoritarian rule, a series of god kings, series of pharaohs, Caesars. And democracy as a system is an aberration in history with very little track record. It was a failure in Greece. And we shouldn't even say Greece, because they weren't a unified civilization. We should say in a few city-states. It was a failure. It was a failure in Rome. The Republic led to endless civil war, endless violence and bloodshed. And eventually, when Caesar came to wash the system away, he was hailed as a living god. So we know that if this system can't get its act together, that a brutal dictator, a series of dictators around the world, will come to power, and they will make the drastic calls. They will make the tough decisions necessary to do what is needed for life on this planet, human beings and nature, to survive. And it is not likely that everyone will get to make it to the party. Now, this sounds terrifying. This sounds scary. But the reality is that this is actually a more peaceful solution than if there were no dictators at all. Because if that was the case, it would be endless chaos, endless violence, tons of bloodshed over who gets to live and who gets to die. So our goal as prophets is to look at the historical trends, look at the present day realities, look at the future to come, and to see what kind of people will rise to power. And what will they do? And where will they come from? These are the realities ahead that we need to think about. And we need to paint the vision, the visions of the future, and tell the story of what is to come.